In studio this morning, Ron Ross. He's with Compass Commercial. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank.
Very good to have you. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 1981. You can do the math.
Wow.
It's a long time. We've seen a lot of changes in Bend, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And multifamily residential is the area I want to start with. I wouldn't call it. Is it a niche for you?
It is kind of a niche for me.
Okay.
Apartments. And it's been a niche for a long time. So I kind of specialize in that. I do a lot of other things too, but multifamily is my real area of expertise.
So we're not imagining that we're seeing a huge increase in multifamily in Bend.
You're not imagining that at all. Just drive around and you can see it. We're definitely overbuilt. That happens. That's a market cycle that pretty much happens. I think we're a little bit more exaggerated in Bend than other places. The developers have come in and we're overbuilt. We have, statistically, there were about 1,200 new apartment units delivered last year. There's about 1,500 under construction. Vacant inventory now exceeds over 1,000 units. And at the current absorption rate, that could take a few years to stabilize that vacancy rate. However, it seems like new development continues to come in. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So growth is going to be the key to filling up all these units. Bend's growth during COVID years. Growth accelerated a lot. It went a little crazy, maybe 3% annual growth, which was a really lot. That's gone down a lot. Now we're probably at 1% or 1.5% annual growth, which really, by my calculations, calculates to a need of somewhere between 500 and 800 apartment units annually. So we're developing a lot more than that.
But still, it seems like people are not getting off other people's couches. There's still five cars to a house in a neighborhood. I mean, it just seems like, why aren't these vacancies being taken?
Well, affordability is an issue. We can talk about a housing shortage. In my opinion, there's really not a shortage, but affordability is an issue for sure. But the other factor that you don't hear about very much is rents haven't gone up for 4 years. Home prices haven't gone up for 4 years in Bend. In fact, both rents and home prices have gone down a little bit in the last 4 years. Other things, which really helps for affordability, but you don't hear much about that. Other things that are making housing unaffordable are insurance premiums, which have skyrocketed in the last 4 years, unbelievable increases. Utility costs, the same. Maintenance costs, of course. Property taxes, a whole host of other things that are making housing unaffordable. However, the biggest factor, the number one biggest factor, is interest rates. So again, 2022 was probably the peak of the market. On the tail end of COVID, where interest rates were still very, very low. 2022, interest rates just spiked. They went from mortgage rates in the 3% range, 3.5% range, to over 6 really quickly. And that just has a humongous impact on housing affordability.
Give me an example or an idea of the timeline it takes for an apartment complex. You've got to go get investors. These investors want to develop. They've got to go from bare ground. They've got to find a place, bare ground, build it up from the ground, then rent it. I mean, how long does that sometimes take to get done? And then the difference in interest rates, affordability, from the time it started to the time that it's ready to occupy.
Excellent point. And that's why development is so high risk, because it takes a long time. And it could take... all that process that you just described could take 2 to 3 years or more. So in the planning stages, interest rates might be at one level, and you have no idea what they're going to be at 2 or 3 years from now. You also have not a great idea of what the supply and demand situation is going to be like 2 or 3 years from now. So again, development's a high risk business, high reward too. Developers make a lot of money when they do it right. They lose a lot of money when they hit it wrong. But that's a high risk factor, and that's one of the reasons probably why projects are still coming online, even though, you know, we're already overbuilt, is because these things were in the pipeline 2 to 3 years ago.
So when it comes to what we would think of is oversupply has got to drive down price, it doesn't seem to be driving down the price enough yet to get the occupancy rate up.
Well, it's kept prices flat, kept rents flat for 4 years now. Rents have been flat, actually down probably maybe even 10% or more. So it has driven rates down. However, that doesn't. You still have to have the bodies. You still have to have the people coming in to fill these places up. So again, I contend that it's not so much of a shortage issue at all. It's an affordability issue.
The empty big apartment complexes, how do they apply pressure to the, I'm going to say, the mom and pop landlords, mm-hmm. people who saved all their lives, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 rentals or more. How does this market affect them?
It does impact it, although what we call workforce housing or B and C class housing has been not as impacted, for sure. Those are staying relatively full. They have affordable rents, and they stay relatively full, although, again, those rents haven't gone up for a few years either, and the operating costs have gone up a lot. So those people that own workforce housing, Class BC units, are doing fine. They're not making a huge profit these days because their operating costs have gone up so much. But it's the newer, more expensive product that really is in the competition and really is struggling with the vacancy. It's definitely the newer, more expensive product. And they're offering concessions. You know, concessions is a big ticket item these days. A concession would be like, well, we'll give you 2 months free rent if you sign a 1-year lease. Now, 2 months is a lot. More common is probably a month, but when it really gets, when you're really under competition, it's not unusual at all to see 2 months free rent, reduced security deposits. There are anecdotal stories of tenants, that savvy tenants, that they'll sign a 1-year lease and get 2 months free rent, and at the end of the year, they'll go find another place and get another 2 months free rent. So tenants are taking advantage. I mean, good for them. It's a good thing. But as far as the high vacancy rate, it's a body count, really. There's not enough people moving in to fill those up. Now, Jack Straw is a good example. However, Jack Straw has some really high-end product there, mm-hmm. $3,000 to $4,000 a month. And I'm not exactly sure how that's going for them, but they knew that was going to take a while to absorb that kind of product. So I don't think there's any surprises there, but it will take a while.
Has been, since you've been here so long and have seen so many changes, we used to be a very boom and bust kind of town. That's in the rearview mirror now?
I wouldn't say it's in the rearview mirror. I would say it's smoothed out a lot. It's definitely smoothed out. We don't probably bust as bad as we used to bust. And I would say during COVID years, though, we really boomed. I mean, that was a major boom during COVID years. People just decided they're going to follow their dreams. You know, if COVID's happening, they're going to follow their dreams. And their dreams have always been to move to a beautiful mountain community like Bend. They did it. So that was a huge boom during those years. Of course, the last bust we had was 2007 and 2008, and that was huge too. But that was a nationwide deal, although I think Bend got hit a little bit harder, but Bend also recovered more quickly. But yeah, smoothed out simply because we have a lot more a lot bigger business community, a lot more opportunities, a lot more population, a lot more amenities. So we're not the boom and bust small town that we used to be.
Ron Ross with Compass Commercial. Ron, how do folks get a hold of you for more information?
Compass Commercial. Go to our website, or you can call me on my cell phone at 541-480-8884.
Ron Ross, Compass Commercial. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Here on FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.